The New York Giants are off to their worst start since 1976. After losing to the Chicago Bears on Thursday night, the G-men fell to 0-6. Football is a team game, but it's hard to ignore the struggles of one particular player, quarterback Eli Manning. The two-time Super Bowl MVP has thrown 15 interceptions, already matching his season total from last year. Jonathan Clegg of the Wall Street Journal has been following the Giants' enormous struggles. Jonathan, this week you wrote an article titled Eli Manning's Dangerous Addiction to the Deep Ball. Tell us how long passes have left Manning and the Giants hoping for a Hail Mary.
The Giants' offense has been, you know, horrific this season. They can't move the ball on the ground. They really struggle to move the chains at all. The upshot is that he's now throwing long passes at a record rate. He's on pace to throw, I think, roughly 18% of his passes this season will be of at least 20 yards downfield. And it's not doing him any favors.
Wide receivers Hakeem Nicks and Victor Cruz are back this year. The Giants do have a new tight end, former Oakland Raider Brandon Myers. But what about the rest of the team? Have they lost a lot of guys, a crucial coach, a terrific offensive lineman? Something else gone wrong?
There's been a lot of problems on the offensive line. Pro Bowl guard Chris Snee is out for the season on injured reserve with a hip injury. Their starting center David Bass has missed all but one game this season. The Giants are on pace to give up the largest number of sacks in their 10 years under Tom Coughlin. They're also working in second-year receiver Reuben Randall, who has been the intended receiver on six of Eli's interceptions. Reuben Randall and Eli are obviously not on the same page when it comes to what they're seeing from the defense downfield.
All right, I want to look at the optimistic possibility. The Giants won the Super Bowl after going 9-7 during the regular season in 2011. So let's presume all they have to do is go 9-1 from here on in down the stretch and maybe win their second title in 3 years, right?
Well, that is certainly the optimistic way of looking at it. It's tough to see them winning one game at the moment, let alone nine. And in fact, their schedule gets a lot harder the second half of the season. So it's going to be a struggle, for sure. I don't think any team has ever reached the playoffs after starting out 0-6. But I certainly think that in the long run, the Giants are not as bad as they appear.
Still, 0-6 is 0-6. Should we anticipate that Giants fans will soon be showing up at home games with paper bags on their heads?
That started after 3 weeks. That's not something we're anticipating. We've already seen that. Yeah, the Giants fans are not taking this very well, as you can imagine. We haven't heard many calls for Tom Coughlin to be fired yet, their two-time Super Bowl winning coach. Although, knowing the fans here in New York, it probably won't be long.
Peyton Manning, Eli's brother, is of course having a magnificent season so far in Denver. I wonder if there's some sort of yin and yang where one brother succeeds magnificently, the other must be on the underside.
It's possible. I don't know how the Manning family are reacting to this, whether Eli's been disinherited or something. But certainly the conspiracy theorists would point out that Eli won the Super Bowl in 2011 when Peyton was ruled out for the season with a neck injury and had nothing better to do than study his brother's opponents and give him tips on how to beat them. So it's possible that having Peyton back starting and doing his own thing has hurt Eli somewhat.
Jonathan Clegg writes for the Wall Street Journal, and you can link to his recent articles on the struggles of Eli Manning and the New York Giants at onlyagame.org. Jonathan, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thanks a lot.